Today we are going to learn from the book of 1 Peter. Last Sunday we studied from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 9. Today we are going to read from 9 to 17.
Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified before him the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust and your ignorance.
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear.
Let's read the verse 10. Verse 10.
Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Last Sunday, if you remember, we learned God wants to save your soul, your spirit, and your body. Total salvation for mankind. Now here the word of God is saying, which of the salvation the prophet have inquired and searched diligently? Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you? Now what is trying to say? Before Jesus Christ came into this world, God spoke to you through the prophets. And book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, please read.
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
So now God spoke to us through the prophet, and the prophet were preaching and searching the salvation, what God was going to reveal to you and me. And the word of God says they were not doing for themselves, they were doing for you and for me. Some of the prophets, they prophesied, they preached, they didn't understand what they were preaching. They didn't understand what they were prophesying. But the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of Jesus Christ was giving them utterance, giving them the knowledge to talk about Jesus Christ. Amen. So the word of God is saying, they were saying something and didn't understand, but they were saying for you and for me. I'll give one example. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 8 and 9.
You'll swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Now just think, Isaiah is prophesying this. The day is coming, and God is going to swallow the death in victory. And he is going to give us salvation. Many people at that time didn't understand what he was trying to say. But come to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and read from verse 54 to 57.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, And this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Isaiah prophesied, and it fulfilled when Jesus Christ came. Jesus is the only one can give you victory over sin and death.
Amen.
There is not a single person was born before Jesus Christ that could take away your sin and death. Even the Isaiah prophesied, it's fulfilled in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 11.
Search ye what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow.
Okay, now what the Word of God says, they were searching. Searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them. They were searching what time this is going to happen. They didn't know when Jesus Christ is coming. There was no set date that this is the day He's coming. The same way, the second coming. We are preaching since Jesus went. He's going to come. And many people said, He didn't come yet. But He's going to come. We cannot set the date and time. It's everything in the hand of God.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ came according to the prophecy. But they were prophesying, what they were prophesying? They were prophesying about this suffering of Christ. They did not see the Christ, but they were prophesying about the suffering of Jesus Christ. Somebody will say, how did they know? But the Word of God is saying, those prophets had the Spirit of Christ. Now somebody will say, those people are Old Testament saints. They did not see Jesus Christ. How come the Spirit of Christ came into them? Because this is what the Word of God is saying. Many people get confused about Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When we say the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that is the third person of Trinity, God promised to the believers. That was not given yet to any Old Testament prophet or anybody else. That is not my subject today. But here the Word of God is saying, the Spirit of Christ was in them. How did it happen? When they believed Jesus Christ, when the Spirit of Christ came into them, and the Word of God starts saying, give them visions and dreams and the prophecy, and they start prophesying about Jesus Christ without seeing Him. Go to the Isaiah chapter 53 and start reading from verse 4 to 6. Now this prophet is prophesying about Jesus Christ, not knowing, but is seeing like a vision. Seeing exactly what's happening to Jesus Christ. Before Jesus Christ came, at least 800 years ago, Isaiah prophesied this. Okay, go ahead.
Surely He had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all.
Now see, this Isaiah is prophesying and seeing like happening right now. What is saying? With His stripes, he says, we are healed. Present, he is trying to say. He is not saying, you are going to be healed. So he was just seeing, just happening in the eyes of God, in the heart of God, in the mind of God, it was happening. And so he says, this is what's happening. And so he believed in his heart as he prophesied. That's what the Word of God is saying. They had the Spirit of Christ. And now, When you read the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 and 25.
Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
Exactly that Isaiah said, right? Isaiah said, with his stripes we are healed. St. Peter says, with his stripes we were healed. And Isaiah said, we were going astray. Peter also says same thing, for we were going astray, but now we came to Jesus Christ. Now we found the good shepherd. We didn't know who the shepherd was, but now we found Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our deliverer.
Amen.
And that's what the old prophet, they were searching, they were talking, they were preaching, but they were not doing for themselves. Let's read, go back to the 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that had preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
Okay, now this is a little bit complicated. Pay attention to this scripture. It says, unto whom it was not revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things. Now what is trying to say? The things they prophesied.
Yes, true.
The things they preached.
True.
The things they showed us, everything what God revealed to them. He said it was not for them.
True. Amen.
But they ministered to you and for me. Now some people will not understand this. Many people when they preach and they teach, they think the Old Testament people and New Testament people, they are all one. And they are all going to be equal. They are going to all the same place. If this word is saying what Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ was revealing to them, it was not for themselves. It was for you and for me. Even the Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 11, he says that John the Baptist is the greatest man ever born into this world. But he says there is someone who is least than the John the Baptist. It will be greater in the heaven. Now people do not understand what Jesus Christ is trying to say. John the Baptist was a prophet. He came before Jesus and he was preaching. What he was preaching? I am just the voice crying in the wilderness, preparing people to follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When he saw Jesus, what did he say? Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And many people followed Jesus Christ. And he was not jealous. And what he was saying, Jesus should increase and what? I should decrease. That's the man. He did not say, I was born before him, I'm greater than Jesus. Many people ask him, are you the Messiah? What did he say? No, I'm not the Messiah. I'm not even bend down and untie his shoes or carry his shoes. I'm nothing. So he was pointing everyone to Jesus Christ. Many people like in the Old Testament, Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all those prophets were great men of God. But God knew if those people, I'm talking about Old Testament people, they were so great, some of the Israeli people shall make them even their gods. So what God did when Moses, God took him to the mountain, say all this, what you want to say, You are not going to enter there because you disobey me. And what happened? Moses died, and the word of God says God buried Moses. So nobody has his statue, nobody has his tomb, so they cannot worship, just like somebody is doing in Muslim countries. If somebody dies, they make a big monument, just like Taj Mahal, if you go and see in India. Somebody's wife died, and he spent billions of dollars to make a tomb, and people are going and seeing the tomb. But you don't see the tomb of Moses. Why? The Moses was preaching, and he said, listen, I'm preaching right now, you don't listen to me. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. Moses says, you know, God is going to send another prophet.
Amen.
Just like me.
That's right.
And you will listen to him.
Amen.
And if you don't listen, you will be punished. When Moses said this, God approved it. And verse 18, God says, please read verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 18, 15 and then 18. Go ahead.
The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken.
Amen.
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
Moses was saying, the greater man, the greater prophet is coming after me, and you will listen to him.
Amen.
So the Moses was pointing towards Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And if you remember, when Jesus Christ was taken onto the mountain, and his face became like a Son of God, and we saw Moses and Elijah appeared, and they were talking with him. What Peter says? Peter says, Jesus, we can make one tabernacle for you, one tabernacle for Moses, and one tabernacle for Elijah. What happened? The voice came from heaven. This is my beloved son. He's talking about Jesus. In whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
Amen.
The Moses time is gone. I'm not speaking to you through the prophets anymore. I'm speaking to you through my son.
Amen.
That's what we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. So the word of God is saying God was speaking to us through the prophets. But they were not speaking for themselves. They were speaking for you and for me.
Amen.
And the word of God said they were searching everything for you and for me. Even the John the Baptist pointed out to people, follow Jesus Christ. So now, if you read about John the Baptist, that will be like a John chapter 3 and verse 29 or so. John the Baptist says, you know, there is a bride and there is a bridegroom. And I'm listening to the bridegroom and my joy is fulfilled. So what he's trying to say? He's trying to say there is a bride and there is a bridegroom. Who is that? We are the bride. Jesus is the bridegroom.
Yes.
So he says, I see the bride and bridegroom, and I hear them speaking, and just like a friend of the bridegroom gets so happy and rejoicing, the same joy of mine is fulfilled. So what he's trying to say? I am just the friend. And if Jesus Christ said to him, that John the Baptist is greatest among all the prophets. You understand what I'm trying to say? So if John the Baptist is greater than any prophet was born. And if the John the Baptist says, I am the friend, then where other people will come in what category? They will come as the friends.
Amen.
You understand? So all the Old Testament people are called friend of God. Abraham was called the friend of God. Jesus also called his disciple, "You are my friend."
Yes, amen.
But that was before he went to cross. After he went to cross and he came back, that means from the grave, what did he say now? Now he made you and me the children of God. John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, "As many as received him, to them he gave the power to be called the sons of God."
Amen.
We are not friend anymore. We are the sons
Amen.
Of God. We are the bride of Christ. So we have much more blessing than the Old Testament saints. That we have to remember. Okay, let's go back to the 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
"Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now recorded unto you by them that had preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into."
Okay, what is he trying to say? He is trying to say the gospel was preached by Old Testament saints. And when we receive that gospel, he says whatever they preached in the New Testament, servants of God like a Peter and John and Paul, they start to preach and compare the gospel they preached, the Old Testament people preached, just like I gave the example before. What Isaiah preached, Paul preached in 1 Corinthians.
Sure.
What Isaiah preached, Peter preached in 1 Peter chapter 2. You understand what I'm trying to say? So they start explaining. Here he's saying, okay, let's read the last part. He says, "The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel decide to look into." So what he's trying to say, let's little bit further, before that. "Which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven." So what he's trying to say now, after the receiving the Holy Spirit, the Peter, John and Paul start preaching and making us so much clearer what the Old Testament prophet was saying. And so he says, not only that, they were teaching. This is what the same Peter is telling us from the first chapter we start reading from the first verse. He's trying to say, you are so blessed. What you got, the salvation, this was prepared beforehand. God is so merciful, so gracious to you, and he is giving you this great salvation. We are not even worthy for it, but God gave it to us. And that's what the word of God is saying. This is so great salvation. This is so the precious salvation God has given to us. The angel did not get this blessing. Many people thinking the angels are greater than us. They are not. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, if you read, the word of God says the angels are sent for you and for me to minister. When Jesus Christ was persecuted, tested in the wilderness, when he passed the test, what the word of God is saying? Devil ran away, angel came and ministered to him. The same angel comes to you and minister to you as you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Please read Hebrews 1:14.
"Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?"
When you have the salvation, you became saved. That's the time God says, now go protect them. Keep the hedge of protection of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No devil has power to bring any sickness and any disease. Why? Because Jesus Christ took your sickness, your disease on the cross. Right?
Yeah.
And he says, with his stripes, we are healed. Now the devil comes and brings sickness and disease, and if you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, he has no power. But what happened? We are believers. We do not have time to read the Bible. We have no time to go to church. We don't have time to listen to the word of God. So what happened? We are like isolated sheep, and then the enemy comes to destroy us. John chapter 10 verse 10 says, enemy comes to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and what?
More
abundant life. So we have to receive that life from Jesus Christ. We have to say, I'm not going to take it. I heard this morning, the sister came, she said, devil was trying to say, you cannot make it. You cannot go to church. She said, I'm going to go. Devil, you cannot stop me not to go to church.
Amen.
When you take a stand like that, devil has no power.
Amen.
He's powerless. The same way the word of God is saying, the angels are looking into what you got. What does it mean? The angels are just the ministering spirit. That means they are servants. They are always 24 hours watching and listening to God. When God says, go, get this message. Yes, sir. No question asked. Just go and do the job. But for you and me, we have freedom. We can say, I'm not going. I don't want to do it. But the angels cannot do it. Angels, they have to listen to God instantly. Only one angel went against God, and that angel was what? Cast out from heaven.
Amen.
Now, he is a fallen angel. He has no power.
That's right.
He is just trying to be like a lion. He is not a lion.
Yes.
He is a deceiver.
Yes.
So the word of God is saying, God has given us much more power, much more wisdom, much more grace because of Jesus Christ. The word of God is saying Jesus Christ also was just like you and me, was created lower than the angels. But when he came out of the grave, he is a greater than the angel.
That's right.
Same power he gave it to you and me. Just
amen.
We read it in the word of God. God has sent angels to protect you, to minister to you. So what? Who is greatest? Now if you have a servant, and you got the servant to clean your bathroom and clean your car and clean your carpet, is he greater than you? No. You hired him to minister. So when God sends angel to minister to you, is he greater than you or you are greater than him? We are greater than him because he says here, angels are looking into what we got. Angels were never called the bride of Christ. Did they?
No.
But we are the bride of Christ. Angels were not called the friend of God. But we are. We were friend of God. Now we are the children of God. And we are the bride of Christ. These titles were not given to angels. So we are greater than angels. That's what the word of God is saying. Let's go back to the 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. Read one more time.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
Angels are a little bit envy. They say, oh my God, what this mankind got? And we didn't get these things. So we are much more blessed. That's why St. Peter is saying, our salvation is greatest. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Okay, let's read the verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13.
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus.
God has given you grace. But all of this great salvation and great mercy and great kindness to you, we were going to go to hell, we were dying, he quickened us, he given us eternal life. Now he said, what we supposed to do? If he did that much, what we supposed to do? He says, wherefore, gird up thine loins of your mind. So now he's trying to say, think about what God has done. And when the evil thoughts Devil brings to your mind and say, don't believe in Jesus, don't go to church. Today we can go for party, today we can have good time, we can have some liquor, we can have some smoking parties. Let's have good time. Actually, what they're having? A bad time. But the word of God is saying, that's why once you know the truth, then you guard your mind. Amen. I'm going to watch what I hear, because whatever going to you put it in is going to come out of you.
Yes.
If your children are playing with a bad children, and those children, they don't have mother or father, and they have no teaching in the house, and they can say any foul language, and your children go and play with them, and when you beat them up, they will speak so language you never heard of it. Where did they get it? They got it from outside. So the word of God is saying, you know, what you hear, that you're going to do. So that's why Jesus Christ said, was preaching, he said, if you have the ears, let him hear.
Amen.
So what the word of God is saying, if I gave all of this last drop of blood for you, what is remaining for you that I didn't do? Can we say, Lord, you didn't do this for me? He did everything for us, for our salvation. There is nothing remaining.
Amen.
I'm not looking for another prophet. I'm not looking for another God. I'm not looking for another Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ paid it all.
Amen.
He did it all. We don't have to look for another one.
Amen.
So the word of God is saying, guard your mind. And then if you guard your mind and then say, be sober-minded.
Amen.
What do you mean sober-minded? If the person is drunk, does he have sober mind?
No.
No. If you are drunk, you're going to use a bad language. You're going to think something which is not good.
Amen.
And so your tongue will say bad things. So the word of God says, but if you are not drunk, if you're reading the Bible, you praying, you have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. And when you receive Jesus, Jesus coming to my heart, be my Lord and be my Savior. What happened? The Spirit of Christ comes to dwell in you.
Amen.
And then what happened? When Jesus Christ comes in you, you got the Spirit of Christ. You got the mind of God. And you are belong to Jesus Christ. So that's what happens. So you have to be completely sold out to Jesus Christ. So the Jesus Christ, now he's saying, be sober. Be sober-minded, because God has given you a new mind.
Amen.
The word of God is saying, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. What we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Please read.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
That's right.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
Now what is saying? If any man or any person,
amen,
be in Christ Jesus, what happens? He says that person became new.
Amen.
Old things are passed away.
Right. Yes.
What old things? The old habit.
That's right.
The old life.
Yes.
The old things what you're doing. So we should be shining, telling others what Jesus can do.
Oh yeah.
If somebody is dying with sickness and disease, what are you supposed to do? If that somebody says that person is going to die within a minute, what are you supposed to do? There is a hope.
Yes.
In Jesus.
That's right.
The man came and said, Jairus, don't bother Jesus. Your daughter is dead.
Amen.
What Jesus said?
No.
No matter. Just believe.
That's right. Amen.
What Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
I am the life.
Amen.
Jesus has power to give you life, new life.
Yes.
God is a prayer answering God.
Yes.
One day I went to this Frankfurt hospital. And I was sitting there, and one man came and he said, I had a Bible in my hand. He came and said, are you the minister? I said, yes, sir. He said, could you come and pray for my wife? I said, what is her problem? He said, she is in coma. for many days. She's not talking. She's not opening her eyes. And I don't know what's going to happen to her. I said, I'm going to come. I took my Bible and I was going. While I was going, he said, but she doesn't understand English. I said, she doesn't have to understand English. Because I'm not praying to her. I'm praying to Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus is going to make her heal. So I went there and I prayed to God. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as I said, Amen, the lady opened her eyes. And I lift up my hand and said, praise the Lord. She lifted up her hand and said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And the man was very happy.
Alright.
What I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ is a great God.
Oh, yes.
He has given you same power what he had. And he said, greater things you do than me. That's the promise. So the word of God is saying, once I gave it to you, all of these things, what you do? You control your mind. Means don't allow devil to ruin your blessings.
Amen.
Don't drink. Don't smoke.
Yes.
Don't have girlfriends. Don't cheat on your wife. If you want to get married, don't live in sin.
That's right.
Get married. And then you have whatever you need.
Amen.
Don't cheat on God.
Amen.
That's what the word of God is saying.
Amen.
It's not ordinary Christian life. It is the greatest blessing you and me got because of Jesus Christ. Amen. This salvation is not ordinary.
Right,
it's a great salvation.
Amen.
God has revealed to you and to me.
Yes.
We have to hold on, just like you got $1 billion and somebody's trying to snatch you going in the shopping center. You're going to hold that pen and park it and hold on to that check. The same way you got a greater than $1 billion check.
Amen.
You got eternal life.
Amen.
Don't lose it.
Amen.
What God has given to you.
Amen.
Okay, let's read verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. We are going to finish it soon.
As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to former lusts in your ignorance.
What he's saying, do it like obedient children. Don't do it the lustful life you had before.
Amen.
What we did before, that is under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, oh, heavy laden, come unto me.
Yes.
And I will give you rest.
Yes. Amen.
Once you came to Jesus Christ, throw out all this bad stuff.
Amen.
We don't need it.
No, we don't.
Because that was killing us, destroying us.
Amen.
Now we have a good brain that Jesus Christ gave it to us, wisdom.
Oh yeah.
We should kick those habits.
Amen.
Kick those bad things, because he said, now you are a new creation.
Amen.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things became new.
Amen.
I'm going to say, I'm a new child of God.
That's right.
When I prayed for that lady, and I said, now you are a born again child of God. So tell me, who are you? She said, I'm born again.
Amen.
Praise God. She got the wisdom right away. She starts saying, now I'm a born again child of God. So the word of God is saying, be not ignorant. Don't live in your lustful life. It's going to kill you. If you play with a fire, what will happen? It will burn you. If you play with a snake, he will bite you. So stay away from the sinful people who are trying to destroy your life.
Amen.
Okay, verse 15. 1 Peter 1:15.
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Who has called you? God has called you. Our God is a holy God. He sent his Son, he's a holy one of Israel.
Amen.
Jesus Christ lived holy life. He set a good example for you and for me.
Amen.
He was the best obedient son ever born into this world.
Yes.
He did not disobey his father. Anytime we disobey our fathers, we kick them out, we say anything bad to them. But Jesus never did it.
Amen.
He was obedient unto what? Unto death.
Amen.
So the word of God is saying, God has called you with a definite calling. When God has called you, for what? He has called you to heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
He wants to make you kings and priests. He wants to make you His child. It's a great calling, right?
Amen.
God has called you with a definite calling. So what we have to do? We have to say, thank you, Lord. My God is holy, and I want to be holy like
That's
Him.
That's right. Amen.
If our God says, I'm holy, and I want to make you holy. He's not saying, be holy. How are we going to be holy? You go to Hindu religion, they will tell you how to be holy. You go to Buddhist religion, they will tell you how to be holy. If you go to what you call Jewish religion, they will tell you how to be holy. Jesus doesn't say, just be holy. What He said? I will sanctify you, make you holy with my precious blood.
Amen.
He gave His blood, and that blood makes you clean in the sight of God. There is no soap, there is no medicine can make you holy, but the blood of Jesus Christ has power
Amen.
To make you holy.
Amen.
And when God sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, He doesn't see you sinner, He sees you a righteous man.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ makes you righteous. Okay, let's read verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
Okay, now if somebody says, because it is written, where is written? If you read the word of God, you will know.
Yes.
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44 and 45. Amen. So He says, it is written.
That's right.
When the devil came to tempt Jesus Christ, what Jesus says? It is written. And He defeated the devil by the word of God.
That's right.
So you have to know the word of God. David says in Psalm 119 and verse 11, what he says, I have hidden your word in my heart.
Amen.
So I should not sin against you.
Amen.
What does it mean? If you have the word of God built in your heart, you cannot sin against God.
Amen.
So once you're born again, what you do? Start reading the word of God.
Yes.
Every day. Now we are preaching here, and every preaching we make the CD. And we are giving it free. So if you want to study what I said, you don't have to try to write notes. You listen.
Yes.
If you start writing notes, your mind will go somewhere and
Amen.
You don't know what I said.
That's right.
So just don't write any notes. Listen. Take this CD, go home and play. And you will know what I said, and you can add more to it.
That's right.
So the word of God is saying, it is written in the word of God that you should be holy.
Amen.
Our God is a holy God. Let's read the last word. We are going to finish it. Verse 17.
And if he call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear.
Now you know your calling. Now you know that you are greater than angels. Now you know you are greater than the Old Testament saints. Now you know that you are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you start doing something wrong, knowing everything, what would happen?
Yes, sure.
You will have judgment. Our God is a good God. He doesn't want to judge you. If you read the, please read, St. John chapter 5. And see, read verse 24. Please read.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Now listen to this word. He says, if you listen to Jesus Christ, if you obey Jesus Christ, make Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what would happen? He says, there will be no condemnation,
Amen.
No judgment on you.
Right.
Your sins will be forgiven,
Amen.
And God will forgive you and will not judge you anymore.
Amen.
So he says, now what happened? You pass from death unto life.
Amen.
Every person who is born into this world, they are walking dead.
Yes, sure.
One day they are going to die, they are going to go to hell. But Jesus said, you don't have to go to hell.
Amen.
Come to me.
That's right.
Amen.
I have power over hell and heaven and everything.
Amen.
Amen.
If you listen to me, if you obey me, I will cleanse you, I will wash you, and I will set you free, and no condemnation.
Amen.
Read the one more verse, and then we are going to finish. Book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Means, if you are a Christian, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you go back and walk after the flesh, you will be condemned. But if you walk according to the Spirit of God and say, Lord, here I am. I want to walk according to your will. I want to obey you. I don't want to live in lust. Then there is no condemnation. Let's read verse 2.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
When you come to Jesus Christ, He sets you free.
Amen.
You are not under the law. You are not under the bondage. You are not under the sin. You are not under the death. You are free.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus Christ said, ye shall know the truth.
Amen.
And truth shall set you free. And He said, the Son of Man, means Jesus, sets you free. You are free indeed. That means no punishment.
That's right.
That's why Jesus Christ came and died on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
That was not for His guilt. That was for you and for me.
Amen.
The Word of God says He knew no sin.
Amen.
God made Him sin,
yes,
for you and for me.
Yes.
My sin, my sickness, my disease, my death was nailed to the cross.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ came from the grave and He says, now I have victory over the sickness and disease and the sin and the, what do you call, death is swallowed.
Amen.
In the victory.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You have called us with a definite high calling.
Yes, Lord.
We are belong to you.
Yes.
We are washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Devil has no authority over us. Angels are sent here to minister to us. There is a hedge of protection over us. We are passed from death unto life. And we have no condemnation because of Jesus Christ. Bless each and everyone who is sitting and standing in this hall. Let them know their sickness and disease and their sins will be gone if they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we commit our lives, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.